That's all I need to write in.
That's all he needs to write in.
A marathon I'm entering.
A marathon he's entering.
I'm raising for a charity. Sponsors can run into me. I've learned to cut that yellow line and park my bike there any time. No minute, money for the meter, men. The road tax up to pay to them. The petrol pump's been blown sky high. My MOT's now up for cry. I got to do that just last week, but you're not silly, believe in me. We sold our car to skip the fine. £10 I found I couldn't find. Oh no, you don't call Morris. I've had my fill of petrol fumes, attached myself to big balloons and pumped them full of precious air. The traffic jammed with despair.
Special about them at that stage.
That's right.
How did it all change?
Well, I had always followed them, just as any British act that continues to have hit records, because I've always been the most interested in this market. I've signed many British acts, and I feel British musicians are the best there are, just probably. So I was always fascinated because they continued to have hits here. And then in the fall of 1982, I was over here working with Asia. And in fact, I was in the car with Eric Wolfson, who was Alan Parsons' manager and partner, singer, the whole thing of the Alan Parsons Project, along with Alan Parsons. And we were in the car, and Our House came on the radio. And we turned to each other, and we said, that's a hit. That's a hit song. It was, I mean, that's a hit for anybody in America. And by, you know, for Madness, that would be a hit in America, it would be a hit anywhere.